table together, just like a family gathering every time we go to the table with them. And so you had to have discipline. He really demanded it. Another little thing I'll add in there, my daddy was this type of, he didn't talk much. So when we go to the table, he always turned things. And he'll pass it around alternate. You better not pick up a biscuit if it's breakfast and anything else, till the things would turn. Nobody said a word. You don't talk at the table, or pass the biscuit, pass the gravy, or what it might be. After you started eating, of course. Then if you were a little out of line, you reached too far and say the thing, he'd ease his chair back around and use a big thumb, just thump you on the head. Go back and sit down, that's all it took. Never say a word. You didn't have much accent that day. Everybody was very respectful. It was demanded, didn't even got it. I can remember that much. That's something we don't do today with our own children, you know. But he demanded respect and he got it. But he never had to say a word. He just looked. And if you didn't really obey by his eyesight, which is taking a meal, you had it. And, far as Charlotte's concerned, we had a lot to do. We had nothing to do. I'll give you our action as a child coming up or a youngster. On Sundays in this little city I was telling you I was born in, I think the population at the time might have been 450. Probably top population at that time. On, say, Sunday afternoon, as a group, we get together and just do maybe sing songs. Well, I had to become a yodeler or something. This is all we had to do. So for exercise, to have something to do, we might have a quarter, 15, 20 cents between it. We'd all decide, we'd just trot again over to the little city company, Wilmot High School, just to have something to do. Well, nothing to do, just one place in the room. And of course, you go to the old swimming hole, and of course, that's all nude, you know. And of course, you got one lookout, because some of the girls use the same pool. So we'd have them on lookout, we'd have a big vine and an old big rope out in the tree, you know, and an old tire casing tied to it, which you couldn't find many of them in those days. And we'd do flips off of that. We really had fun. It was very enjoyable. I have no regrets of the way I was raised, really. Sometimes I think it was good for me.
You said you had four rooms and what?
Well, in the second house we moved to after I was born, we had four rooms. It was a log house. And the floor was made out of split log, cut on three sides with a level. And of course, that's why I quoted for that this chicken, you can see the chicken.
Yeah, what was the thing you said you had outside the house you called a what?
Yeah, well, you call it a lean-to or a stoop tied onto the house. So I decided that I wanted a little more privacy and I wanted to make me an individual room. And so when I came into a little money, I was taking a professional deal, playing baseball. I thought I had all the money in the world, and the first thing I did was fix that room. Well, this is where I repaired it. I didn't buy much material, but I at least got inside boarding. We'll call it boarding. That's what I call it, one of those things, paneling. But it was at least a cut-out board. They call it a board. Today they would call it plywood. Well, and I put it up, and it didn't look too good, but it was warm and it was nice and closed off, and I had a window in it, believe it or not. But my daddy come in and told me, said, now, son, said, if you're going to waste your money like that, said, don't get the ceiling too tight and leave a crack or two in the wall. Said, you're smothered to death and you need some air. Well, no heat down, didn't have no heat, but you need some air. Don't close it up too tight. He said, you're not used to that. So I had me an individual room. Best I remember, it was about 9 by 10. Just room enough for a bed. Well, in the winter months, while I was sleeping there, like a couple of winters I slept in there, if I recall. My mother couldn't put enough quilts on me. And where I did leave it, I responded, like obeying my daddy, as I said before.